Track 14, The Last Word. Here is Neil with the news and music from Shady Pines.
Stacked in the corner of a room at Shady Pines are four plastic boxes containing my CD collection. I spotted them the other day and realised that I hadn't accessed them probably for years. We do still have a CD player, but computers no longer come with CD drives, nor do cars. So for some time now, I have streamed music. I invested in a smart speaker, and my whizzy hearing aids allow me to listen to music via my phone. Pretty cool for a wrinkly, huh? Way back in time, before Shady Pines became a pensioner's paradise, it was a family home, consisting of Mrs. H and me plus two children. In those days, if I played my CDs, the rest of the house would get the benefit of them. There was a lack of appreciation for this, which led to me gaining a reputation for having a naff taste in music. But I must point out that when the children were younger, they got used to a diet of the greatest hits of the 60s. Indeed, they could occasionally be heard singing along to them. However, as they got older, their taste changed and they commandeered the CD player. No more melodic sounds or lyrics I could understand. Mind you, I can't really talk. I grew up in the Helen Shapiro era, where songwriters used deeply moving words such as whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, 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 oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
When the two younger inmates got their own music players and became hermits, they would retire to their rooms and crank up the volume. The Pines' joys shook under the impact of their combined output. I persisted with my sad music, occasionally bursting into song, prompting howls of derision from the other Pines' inmates. When I was feeling particularly chipper, I would launch into the 70s hit, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. I knew only those two lines, so I admit the repetition was probably annoying. In fact, when my daughter was planning to have some friends round, she took me to one side and said, Dad, you must not sing I Shot the Sheriff when my friends are here. My formative music years were before the disco era. With a diet of Radio Luxembourg, we would go to various venues where local bands, they were called groups back then, would perform cover versions of the latest hits. The Samson and Hercules in Norwich springs to mind, as do the Assembly Rooms at Swaffham, the Corn Exchange at King's Lynn, and Queen's Hall, Watton. Mrs. H was also doing the circuit around this time, though our paths never crossed. I wonder what would have happened if our eyes had met across a crowded and smoky dance floor. She tells tales of going to dances at Beige and Edmunds, Feltwell, and in her hometown at Thetford's Guildhall. Mrs. H recalls the time she went to see an emerging David Bowie at the Guildhall. Her younger sister had asked her to get Bowie and his band, the Buzzers, autographs. After the gig, Mrs. H and her friend asked if they could see the band and were told to go in the room behind the stage. They knocked, and when the door was opened, they were greeted by startled musicians in a state of undress. They were not pleased at being caught in their underwear. As far as she can remember, they slammed the door, but she clearly showed a trait I have become only too familiar with over the years. She persisted. Not only did she get Bowie and the band's signatures in her sister's autograph book, the man himself signed her arm. So, Mrs. H's claim to fame is that she saw David Bowie in his underpants. She can't remember how she reacted to the sight. Mind you, nor can she remember her reaction when she first saw me in my wife fronts.
Thank you, Neil. You can sing along with this.
I shot the sheriff. Shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy.